we're looking at soaking up oil spills with a sponge which looks a bit like a marshmallow. It's really light and it's got lots and lots of space, just like a sponge, but it's very specific for oil. So rather than with your washing up sponge where you'd sort of soak up lots of water and oil at the same time, you can whack this onto the oil layer on top of the water and it will float and it will soak up the oil, but it won't soak up any of the water.
Wow, how's it work?
It's based on some very basic polymers that have been made into what we call a hydrophobic material. So just like you have oil and water and you know they don't mix, oil is hydrophobic and so is the sponge. It's pretty neat. And it was actually first reported in 2011 when the team who were trying to make it at Kyoto University were actually trying to make transparent what you call aerogels. So these are like gels, but instead of water, they've got air in the pores, and that makes it very light. But they didn't make something transparent. They made something white, and it looks like a marshmallow.
Who's done this? Since you say Kyoto University, they're presumably Japanese.
They are. So it's Kazuki Nakanishi from Kyoto University and his team, and they work on making these things called zero gels and aerogels.
We'll hear more about jelly in a second from Mark Pepler, who's also here. Got something that will fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool with the stuff. But how would you see this being used then? Is it simple to make huge amounts of this so if there were another Gulf of Mexico disaster, you could literally put this on the surface of the sea and soak up enormous amounts of oil selectively?
Yeah, at the moment they're only making small amounts, so you probably won't be able to do the Gulf of Mexico disaster, or if you will, it will take a long time. One of the benefits of this versus other technologies is that you can wring it out like a sponge and then use it again, so it's very reusable.
But very big hands if it was an oil slick then, wouldn't you?
You
so
would,
more kitchen than Gulf of Mexico.
More kitchen perhaps, but I mean, obviously, now that you've got this material, you can start looking at trying to scale it up. And also, if you think about it, there are lots of other applications where you might need to separate oil from water, even just down the petrol station, where you might need to do that, or through industrial spills.
Petrol's getting expensive these days, isn't it?
It is. You can
get the extra drops off the forecourt, squeeze them into the tank.
And also, in chemistry, we often work with different phases. So materials might be in an oil-based or a hydrophobic phase, or it might be in a water phase. And this way, you can separate it out without the laborious washing something and separating it and washing it and separating that I remember doing in the lab.
Well, that sounds really interesting. I'd imagine as well it'd be really useful for cleaning up all of the oil that's blocking up our sewers, which is becoming a big problem. And speaking of sewage and waste and so on, I've now got a beautiful story about dung beetles.
Unlike the link, which was extremely tenuous.
Very, very, very tortured, that one.